The state of Alaska has offered to give Petersburg the remote docks at Entrance Island, Kubernoff, and Papke's Landing, along with about $730,000 for maintenance. At the meeting, the assembly agreed that the borough does not want the Entrance Island dock in Hobart Bay. They would consider taking over Kubernoff and Papke's under certain conditions. First, the assembly heard from several residents in favor of the borough taking over the dock at Papke's. Dave Kensinger says he has used the Papke's dock for over 3 decades. He says it's a busy place. One day this summer, there were 60 vehicles and 17 boat trailers parked there.
It's a lot of economic activity that goes through out there.
Tim Kieneman also spoke about the importance of the Papke's dock.
In my 22 years as an EMT here, we have picked up a number of people at Papke's Landing, and it has very much gotten medical care to those people before they would otherwise come into town. So that's another safety consideration.
Several people talked about starting up user fees or permits as a way to help pay for the Papke's dock upkeep. Bonnie Westland lives in the Papke's area.
If we could work something out where those of us who use it will try to take care of it. The same thing with getting a fee. I mean, there are modern ways now that we could do that. You could have a service card. You know, you get a permit, you know, to dock your boat there, or you get a permit to use the ramp. You pay it once a year, and that's it. You get a ticket just like you do in the harbor. I mean, you park your car there, you get a little sticker on your car, you have one on your boat. It doesn't seem like it's that complicated.
There is also support for the borough taking over the Kubernoff dock. City Clerk Deborah Thompson read a letter from Kubernoff Mayor Tom Reinarts. He wrote that he'd like the Petersburg Borough to accept the dock from the state and then transfer the ownership to the city of Kubernoff.
The city is financially stable and in a strong position to provide the required maintenance and repair so that all borough residents and visitors can gain access to the Kubernoff trail system.
The assembly was fine with giving the dock to Kubernoff, but it's not just the docks that the borough wants. The assembly is also interested in getting the tidelands through the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. Assemblyman Bob Lynn says the borough should own all of the Papke's dock area.
We've got to resolve the overall ownership. To me, that whole area needs to be in borough ownership. The dock, the parking lot, and the drive-down ramp, all that needs to be as part of the borough.
In the end, the assembly decided not to ask for the parking area. The assembly did vote to send a response letter to the state accepting the Papke's and Kubernoff docks if the state transfers to the borough the ownership of the tidelands and the permits from the Army Corps of Engineers. The borough agreed to then transfer the Kubernoff dock to the city of Kubernoff through a public vote process. The earliest that could happen would be 2017. The borough also asked for the walkway down to the dock at Papke's. Besides teasing out the ownership details, the assembly had concerns about not having enough money to pay for fixing up the docks. Mayor Mark Jensen said they should ask for more.
The two facilities we're talking about asking to take, Papke's and Kubernoff, but how do you afford to pay for it? And with the $700,000 or $500,000, it's not going to be enough to even get one of them up to snuff.
The assembly decided to ask the state for $1.2 million in order to meet maintenance costs. The state gave the borough a deadline of December 31st to accept their offer. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.